Welcome to my podcast. I'm Anna Tullemans, bringing you information, support and tips on all aspects of autism spectrum. Today's podcast is a part of a series of podcasts on how to share a diagnosis of autism spectrum. Today, we'll be discussing sharing the diagnosis with your child, and further individual podcasts deal with family and friends, grandparents and siblings. You'll find more information in my book, Disclosing the Diagnosis, which is available on my website, www.annatullemans.com.au. Each of the chapters gives specific ideas and encouragement on how to approach the topic of diagnosis and how to explain it in language that people will understand. It includes chapters for grandparents and siblings and, of course, extended family members. Remember that the following is just a starting point to give you ideas. It's not definitive by any means. You need to look at the approach that will work best for you and for your family. You know your child best, so follow your own instincts, and it will be the right way for you. Before you start talking about the diagnosis, you need to be able to understand it very well. So you need to grab as much information as you can. So where are you going to get it from? Well, the first place, of course, is always the internet. Unfortunately, there's more information on the web than anyone has any amount of time to read. And there's also some misinformation. So, when you look at the information, there are some questions that I want you to ask yourself. First of all, is this relevant to me, my child, and my family? Second, is it from a reliable source? Third, is it really helping me? As you find information on the internet and in the books, some of it will be relevant to your children and some will not. Sort through the information and only pass on the information that is really important and relevant to you and your child. For example, if you find a fact sheet on the internet, before you pass it on to your child, cross out the parts that aren't relevant to him or her, so that this will then make sense to that child. Make sure that it's easy to understand. So if you've read it and you've understood it, it might be very easy for the rest of the family to understand it as well. When you are discussing the topic of a diagnosis, it's not just about the label, but it's about finding relevant examples that are pertinent but realistic to your child and your family circumstances. For example, sometimes you find it hard to share your toys with your brother. Or you could say, sometimes you find it hard to control your anger. We'll discuss this in more detail a little later in the podcast. But first of all, let's look at the language that we are going to use. Remember that we're going to use the same kind of language and strategies to share the diagnosis with the family as we do with the child. So before disclosing, think of these things. First of all, think about the words that you're going to use. What are the words that are going to make most sense for your particular child? Make sure that the words you're going to use are age appropriate. So thinking about how old your child is, what are the words that he or she will understand? Make sure that you are comfortable and ready to talk about the diagnosis. Ensure that you've got the right information that is specific for your child. And then be ready for some negative pushback. And I'll explain a little bit more about that as we go on. Okay, so some of the steps to sharing the diagnosis are like this. First of all, find out what the child already knows and help to clear up some of the questions that he or she may have. Explain the diagnosis in terms that the child understands. So think about the words that they use. Think about the words that they will understand coming from you. Make it positive. Always talk about the strengths. So think about you're really good at doing such and such, but you find it hard to do. And sometimes this is called autism spectrum. So talk about the child's strengths first before you talk about the challenges so that you get a really good balance going. Otherwise, they'll start thinking that there's something really terribly seriously wrong. Tell them that knowing about this diagnosis will help them to understand themselves and why they do some of the things that they do. Tell them that there are others who have the same diagnosis, and that's why we know so much about it. So let's introduce the diagnosis. First of all, knowing about the diagnosis has many benefits, and the best one is that the child can understand what he needs or she needs to do for him or herself. My son, who was diagnosed at the age of 6 and is now an adult, always said that he wanted to know more about autism spectrum so he could find ways to help himself instead of constantly being told what to do and what not to do. He was so sick and tired of adults telling him that he was doing it wrong. As an adult, he's thankful for the information that was presented to him in a way that he could understand. He is now able to modify and change my ideas to suit himself and his environment. Another benefit is that children may hear you talking about the diagnosis and may be fearful that they have a fatal disease or they have contracted some form of coronavirus. One young person I was working with, Samuel, was so relieved when his parents talked to him about the diagnosis. He had overheard a conversation where his parents said they didn't know what to do for him, and he thought he was dying. The year before, his grandfather had died in hospital. What he remembered was that the doctor had said that there was nothing else that they could do for his grandfather just before he died. A great way to start the conversation is always the indirect approach. And that just means by reading books and novels where one of the characters might have autism spectrum. You can talk about the characteristics of these people and find some of these characteristics that your child shares with them. There's a list of books that are suitable for each age group at the end of each chapter in my book, Disclosing the Diagnosis. So that'll give you a bit of a hint on where to go. But there's heaps of books online at the moment, so look around to see what might be the one that suits your child the best. When discussing the diagnosis, always start with strengths. For example, you always remember which way to go. You do jigsaw puzzles really fast. You are a great reader and love reading about dinosaurs. And then you go into discussing the challenges. You sometimes find it hard to follow other children's rules when you are playing. You always have to be the boss when you play. You get really upset when. So make sure that there is a balance between the good characteristics and the challenges. You may find that there are two kinds of reactions from your child. Relief, oh thank God I'm not stupid, or denial, there's nothing wrong with me, it's you who's got the problem. And this is especially so in teenagers, because teenagers can go either way depending on how successful their attempts have been at working it out themselves. So just be ready with more explanations and information when they are ready to listen. Many of our children know that they are different, but due to their poor problem-solving skills, find it difficult to work out what makes them different and how to change what they want to change. Many of them can sense the frustration and confusion of others and will misinterpret and make wrong assumptions about the cause of the turmoil around them, and many will blame themselves. So these are just a few of the reasons for revealing a diagnosis to the child and to the people around them. It's also important for an older child to be involved in the decision of who else is going to be told about the diagnosis. As one teenager said to me, they might treat me differently and then I'll lose the friends I have. So it's important that everyone involved, including the child, knows the vital information so that they can work together and find solutions that work for everyone. Many of the books written by adults who have lived with a diagnosis say the same. When a child starts to question, they need answers. Don't put off talking to the child, as this may make them feel anxious and the topic may become more mysterious. So Stephen Shaw talks a lot about this in his book Beyond the Wall. He often says that the child needs to understand the label so that they can understand themselves, so that they can understand their strengths and their challenges, and that they can use their strengths to overcome their challenges. I just want to leave you with five tips. First of all, always be the best advocate for your child that you can be. So that means about being informed and taking advantage of services that are offered in your areas. Two, have an adult life for yourself. So give yourself some time out. Three, appreciate the small advances that your child makes. Focus on what your child can do, not on what he struggles with. Four, remember to laugh. Appreciate the very special, embarrassing moments that you may have. In my book, The Fun Side of Life with Asperger, I share some of the funny, sad, and very embarrassing moments of living with a child with autism spectrum. It's also available on my website. Five, get involved in the ASD community. The people you meet will give you so much appreciation for what you have, and they will be supportive because they understand what is happening in your family. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the podcast on sharing the diagnosis with your child. This is number one in a series of sharing the diagnosis with grandparents, siblings, and extended family and friends. If you'd like more detailed information on this topic or to purchase a copy of my book, Disclosing the Diagnosis, you can go to my website, www.annatullamans.com.au. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.